A weak cold front's moving across the area early this morning and will trigger a few sprinkles this morning here and there. Temperatures not too bad for this time of year, about 10 degrees above average. But since the cold front's moving through and winds will switch out of the northwest, we won't see a real big temperature recovery today. But we'll get into the 60s with winds shifting to out of the west-northwest. And we'll get a little sunshine mixed in with these clouds, leading to a seasonably cool night tonight in the low 40s. And then tomorrow and Thursday will be somewhat cool, but not bad for the middle of January. Under partly cloudy skies, low 60s tomorrow, and 65 or so for Thursday. We ought to be in the mid-60s this time of year for the high temperature. And then a brief warm-up for Friday. It'll be partly cloudy and mild. We approach 70 degrees in the afternoon to end the work week, but that's ahead of the next cold front. This one's a little bit stronger than the one that's rolling through this morning, so we have some showers that occur mainly Friday night, the way it looks. It does not appear to be a lot of rain, however, but it will be followed by much cooler air for the weekend. Your Saturday will be partly sunny and breezy, with temperatures struggling to get to 60 degrees, and that breeze will make it feel even cooler. And tis the season for prescribed burns. A pretty major one over western Duval County should be set today, as long as all conditions are okay for the prescribed burn. And eventually, more than 300 acres will be burned this week. It's expected to be started each morning approximately 10 o'clock. Not too far from White House, pretty close to Interstate 10, western Duval County, and will continue through Friday. Winds today out of the west-northwest are becoming out of the west-northwest anyway. Will likely shift that smoke to the east and to the southeast. So much of central and southern Duval County, you may see quite a bit of smoke, smell some smoke, and it's this prescribed burn in western parts of Duval County. Prescribed burns are done to try to protect areas from wildfires later in the season. When we reach our wildfire season later in March and peaks in April and May, it's an attempt to get rid of some of that fuel that's there from the cold winter. And we've had cold snaps with the frost and freezes, brown vegetation, drier, of course, too, during the winter. It also encourages new growth and can be actually very beneficial for other plants and even wildlife. So be prepared for some of that smoke over the next few days over Duval County and nearby areas, and we will see many more prescribed burns in the coming weeks and months, as long as the weather allows. With OI Weather All the Time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.